All right, so we're still picking up in the ptosis of Kosokodaitin and Beitza. Okay, so we did the first case in Shabbos, right? So, so the first case is he's saying that, let's just refresh our memories here. Now what? The question is, how could the Gemara assume that Rabbi Shimon doesn't have Nola, has a Nola, holds Nola as Asar, when it's Mefurash in Shabbos, that he holds Nola as Mutter. So that's the first job of Tosus, to show you why the Nolad of the Beitza is more Chomer than the Nolad of the Kli, of the Shivrei Kelim. And that's why it's possible to say that even though Rabbi Shimon does not hold from Nolad by the Shivrei Kelim, right, because the substance of the Kli itself is Ba'olam, and the Shivrei Kelim, it's true, it's another shame, but it's just a rearrangement of the old material, right? So that he holds is Muchan. As long as the material, as long as the, what did you say? As long as the Kli was Ba'olam, right? Raksha Nishbar, that's not a Nolad for Rabbi Shimon, right? But the Beitza is different. Why? The Beitza is different. Why? Because Mitchil lo haya Ba'olam. Yeah. Mitchil lo haya Ba'olam. Okay, so what does that mean? So what's the... This is the Havamina of the Gemara. This is the Havamina of the Gemara, right? That by the Kalim, you'd say, in that type of a Nolad, Rabbi Shimon holds from, does not hold from Nolad. But by the Beitza, he would hold from Nolad, right? Okay, so what do you say? I don't know if we ever got to that, if we defined that point exactly. Mm-hmm. Nolad Tvei. Right, and Tosas introduces an expression over here. Nolad Tvei. I mean, this whole thing is showing you that Nolad is not cut and dry. There's a certain degree. There are degrees of Nolad, which is unusual. It's not something you would think. So there are degrees of Nolad. So this, you would say, is more Nolad. Why? Shemitchil lo haya ba'olam. But over there by the Kli, haya ba'olam. Raksha Nishbar. Yeah. Now this is still working with the idea that Nolad is going to be a problem. Why? Because it wasn't Muchan. Right? In truth, Tosus never really, we never really reject that. I know last week we were talking about the possibility of Rabbi Shimon not holding from something really being Muchan at all. But in truth, according to this Tosfos, Rabbi Shimon always holds from the Svara of Nolad. Always holds from the Svara of Nolad. Just a question of when you say something is not Muchan. Okay, like the Marsha says on this Tosfos. But, so what do you say, Chaim? Sorry I interrupted you.
No, when you enter.
Okay, so they're saying over here that the difference is that the Kli and the... All these questions require an analysis of the relationship between what was in existence when Yontif started, right, and what is in existence now. And in order to say that it's a Nolad or not, you have to show whether or not the new object is considered to have existed in some sense within the old object, right? It has to be Muchan through the existence of the original. So you're saying now that what do you start that with a Kli, and now you have Shivrei Kelim. Yeah. Now you have Shivrei Kelim. Okay, so what happens? So what's that transformation?
That's like a degeneration of the original Kli. It's just, you know, it's if you have a broken chair, it's like the chair, just it's now in a different condition or a different form.
Okay, it's a disassembly of the disassembly of the original form. So it's the same substance, but when it was arranged in a certain form, it had the same Kli. right? Now it's been deconstructed into now the substance lost that particular form. You're just left with the pottery. You're left with pieces of pottery that no longer function like a kli. But the pieces of pottery, the way they are, always exist. The pieces of the pottery itself always existed. So since when Yanta started, the pottery was always muchan for hasaka. Right, you could have burnt the pottery. As a matter of fact, if you were to hold, everyone agrees you can burn a... Are they really burning pottery? What are these things? These aren't pottery, I guess. It's
wooden clay, maybe.
Wooden clay. So everybody agrees you can burn the clay, right? Rabbi Yehuda holds when you enter Rabbi Yehuda holds you can burn the clay. So that's one of the possibilities of the substance of the clay to be burned. So that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. He doesn't care that a kli is mukhan. He doesn't need a designation and an object. He doesn't need a specifically defined function in the kli to be mukhan. As long as it's efshar, then lo makti and shidaiti midi de chazile, right? So what was chazile? The wood was chazi to be burned. So it doesn't matter that the wood went from a particular shame of kli to a new shame of Shivrei Kelim. The original hachana and the substance of the kli, it still exists because there was no real change in terms of that. A kli is just wood that's arranged in a very highly organized particular fashion, right? But essentially, the hachana is going to attach to the substance, right? And that was always in existence. But the egg, they're saying, the egg doesn't relate to the chicken in the same way that the Shivrei Kelim relates to the kli. The Shivrei Kelim is just a deconstruction of the kli, a disassemblage of the kli. But the egg is not. The egg is a product, they're saying. And a product does not exist within the cause. The product does not exist within the cause itself. It's not a part of the chicken. The egg that emerges is not a part of the chicken. It's something that is produced by the chicken. So as a product, qua product, you can't say it existed before. It's a new entity. It's a totally new, it's completely new. Yeah, Chaim? Now, as by the kli, there's nothing new that's emerging other than the substance is losing its shame of kli and becoming and achieving and acquiring a different shame. So it's the same substance, really, right? It's wood, same substance, but it's changing its identity is changing. But he's saying by it was all, everything that was here was contained in the kli, was a part of the kli, it was always a part of the kli. But when the kli becomes broken, so now the very same entities, the very same components of the kli, lose the shame kli and are considered something else now. That's because they lost their function. And you have to understand, function is essential for Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's main idea is function, right? He defines every entity by its function. So the kli was muchan. A very specialized utility was muchan. And when it loses that, that's a totally different thing now, right? But for Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't hold that you need to have a specialized function. And you just have to say, is it fit? Is it chazi? So the wood was chazi, and in terms of being chazi, it doesn't matter that it was part of a specialized entity of kli. It's not important to him. That doesn't play a part of his idea of buchan, right? But by the chicken, they want to say the egg is not a disassembly of the chicken. It's a totally new product. It's a product. Something that didn't exist before. You had chicken and now you have egg. Right? Okay. It's a svara. I hear it. Okay, good. But now the question is...
Like, meaning, because it is the same, like, substance.
Now, of course, if it was food, if the chicken were food, that would be ukhla differs. That would be a different idea. We're assuming it's not... we're assuming here it's not food. That's this piece. So the chicken is one kind of an entity, right? And now it's producing something unique. I mean, it's similar to the way that Ron had it. It's a nola. The chicken, this egg as an egg did not exist in any form before. Did not exist before. What existed before was the chicken. We tried to make a diac in the original Tosus that he was looking at the egg all the way through. But let's follow this line of reasoning now. This seems to be the way that most Rishonim are looking at the phenomenon that you have it. You don't say you have it before. All you have is a chicken. Now you have a new entity of an egg. But and the egg is its own. It's completely unique. It's not defined as a piece of a chicken. That's not shivrei kalim is shivrei kalim. That's what it is. It's even its present definition is indicates that it's a part of a whole that no longer exists. But the chicken is not a part of a whole that no longer exists. The egg is not a part of a whole that no longer exists. It's a totally different phenomenon. And like we said last time, I mean, if you can go down to a molecular level, then nothing is ever new. So that's not what we ask. That's not what we call, is it ba'olam? Ba'olam means, is it, does it, and apparently you don't say a chicken exists inside, an egg inside a chicken is like a seed inside of a pit, inside of the date. It's new when it comes out. That's part of its forming. That's part of it being formed.
It's not considered as if like there's substance, like the same substance as inside before and after. It's just a different, just has a different shape. It's like a new, like a substance that never existed the way it does now.
That's right. That's right. Okay, well, let's keep that in mind. But now the second half of Tosfos is going to the other side of the equation. Saying, and even though, what? And even according to the Maskana, where we say that Rabbi Shimon does not hold from Nola, right, of the Beitza, there is another Nola that he would definitely hold from. You understand? So it comes out different than we were saying last week. We never abandoned the Rabbi Shimon, never... disagrees with the svara that lo makzi inish mi daite davar midi dechazile, and the problem of nolad always is that if it wasn't ba'olam, it wasn't capable of getting any of being muchan. But there are questions now of when you consider something ba'olam. When is it considered ba'olam? So you have three levels. The level in Shabbos, according to Rabbi Shimon's Shita, is definitely Ba'olam. Because the Kli was Ba'olam, and the Shivrei Kalim is just a disassembly of the Kli. It's just a part of the Kli. And then you have the case in Erevin, which we'll get to, which apparently Rabbi Shimon would definitely say is Lo Ba'olam. And the Gemara that we're dealing with was the Beitza, which is an intermediary case. So now it's a little more difficult to understand the difference between the Beitza and the case in Erevin. Why is it that you would say that the Beitza is not a nolad, according to the Maskana of our Gemara, and in Erevin, the cloud is a nolad? And the Marsha seems to say that the Maskana, that even though we reject Rav Nachman in terms of his interpretation of this Mishnah, it's accepted that man de isle muktza isle nolad, and man de leisle muktza leisle nolad. Right, but even if you say leisle nolad, you would never go so far as to say the case in Erevin is not a nolad. Okay, so let's take a look at the case of Erevin. Right, that's basically what Tosus is.
Why
is
it not
leisle
nolad? The only reason why it's
well,
not
we have to see.
Is because they changed their understanding of
Because the Gemara doesn't want to say that's Rabbi Yoshua, or Rabbi Shimon. Right? That's his Raya. Isn't that his Raya over there? Okay, so it's a fascinating question, the question in the Erevin. When was it here last?
Right here.
For any help. All right, let's take the Gemara. Who wants to do the Gemara?
I don't know that Rabbi Shimon hold that it's also.
Marshall.
The clown?
Yeah, so it's the Marshall that has this sheet over here. They're asking me, how do you know that Rabbi Shimon holds that the clouds are greater or more Nola than the egg? Maybe Tosa's just saying that you see clearly that the clouds and the egg are the same and that they're greater than the case in Shabbos. How do you know from here that the cloud is greater than the egg? Right? So I'm taking it really from the Marshall. Because the Marshall says, Mikom Makom Rav Nachman Savar, the Bahai Nolad Nami Polag Rabbi Shimon. Right? The egg, Rav Nachman holds that Rabbi Shimon argues about the egg. Right? Umikom Makom, he says, I'm sorry, Vidafka Maya Be'iva Shehu Nolad Gomer Modi Rabbi Shimon. But Rabbi Shimon would only agree to the case where it's Nolad Gomer. Right? And the Marsha endorses him. The Marsha endorses him. Doesn't usually, when he quotes him, doesn't always endorse him. Here he endorses him. Based on the Tosus, based on what the Tosus in Erevin says. Right? Because the Tosus in Erevin asks, how do you know, why can't, the Tosus in Erevin asks, why can't the Gemara say, this is Rabbi Shimon. So that's mashma that, according to everybody, even Rabbi Shimon would definitely agree this is Nolad. Even according to the Maskan, even according to Rav Nachman's Shita, which he seems to hold as the Maskan of the Gemara. Okay. Our Tosa, in Erevin. Right. Okay, go ahead. Who wants to take the Gemara? It's an interesting Gemara. Omar Mar. Right? Should we start there? Or are we okay? Just jump ahead? Where do you want to start?
Can you give background to the Shita?
Right, so the Mishnah says what? The rain is in everybody's Shvisa? Okay.
It's in the Gemara.
Oh, it's in the Gemara, yeah. So where's the Gemara? Gemara says, Gisham Shiar Dumer Vyom Tvishlem Alpayim Am Lachol Ruch. Vyom Tov Rein Karagli Kol Adam? Right. So the rain that falls on Yom Tov, Ha Rein Karagli Kol Adam, Shlo HaYosolem Shvisa Bein HaShmashas. Ulechol Tzad She'iri V'adam Yochol Litlan. So wherever you have your shvisa, wherever you make your shvisa, you can take them within your alpayim amah, the whole ruach. You don't have to say, well, the cloud was from outside, the cloud has its own shvisa outside, and I can't take it further beyond its own shvisa. So the Gemara says, why? Why should the rain on Yontif have its, be able to be carried anywhere? Why don't you say that it was kona shvisa in the larger body of water? When Yontif started. Now it evaporated into the clouds and came down to you. But its Shvisa was from the ocean. The Shvisa was from the ocean. Correct? Right, they should only have Dalet Amos, because if something had its Shvisa before when Yontif started in one spot, and now it comes outside of its Tchum, you can only take a Dalet Amos. Can't carry it anywhere you want. Right? This is the big Indian of boat travelers, people who travel on boats and land in a port on Shabbos. Where is their shvisa? Can they get off the boat? Look, any shvisa above them?
Yes.
I was going to go through all possibilities. Why aren't they calling a shvisa in the air? All right, anyway, so the Gemara finally comes out that way. Leim liolam emalach yesh techumin ilamala, meaning, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Maya be'eva.
Okay, so how does that help you? So really was kind of like this. That there would be a problem of, there really is an inyan of Shvisa Lamala. But how do we get out of all the problems? We say the water was totally absorbed in the cloud. It never had any Shvisa before. It's a totally new thing. It wasn't existent beforehand to be kona shvisa, to be limited by anything. Okay, go ahead.
Kosh came down with the nolad, the asiri.
So now the Gemara says, but if you're going to say that, you get out of the shvisa problem, But you open up a bigger problem. Now you can't even move them, Rashi says. Now you can't even move them. Because now they're muktzah because of nolad. Go ahead.
Ella maya ba'avim minute 90.
So rather you'll say this. The water in the cloud is minad 90. What does that mean? What's that? It moves. Rashi. Where's this Rashi from?
The Rav Zavada.
Oh, it's different. That's different. That's different. Yeah, Mina 90. So what does Mina 90 help you?
It's always moving.
That's why I wasn't Kona Shvisa.
That's a separate din. The anything is that's 90 is not Kona Shvisa. Like a river. Right?
Ashta Dasis Lahi. It's Nami Lo. Nami.
Lo Lakshila. Right, Maya Bokianos, Nami Mida 90. It's also moving tiny and I was Moshe Minas and Novum Rain correct all of them. Yeah. Okay. So it comes back and resolves all the problems. Cave and the 90 look on the streets of Filu Hanshal Yachid, Ainan Karaglov. Okay. So what is going on in this Gemara? What's the Havamina? What's the back and forth of this Gemara? What's the question in this Gemara? What's the topic? There are a few things going on, but what's for our purposes, what's going on here?
Is it Mipavli or not?
Right. So it's interesting. The Gemara has two possible ways of viewing the water in the clouds. What are the two ways?
Is it the water is still there or the water is absorbing something?
Right. Mivla Boli means it's totally absorbed. Totally absorbed, and it's considered like it's not there. Right? Now the Gemara answers, but then the Gemara says that would run into a nolad problem. So we don't really say it's like it's not there. So what's the Gemara's answer? Mayeb of a minad naidi. That's saying it's true, it's there, but it's not kona shvisa for a different reason. Right? Not Kona Shvisa for a different reason.
Is it absorbed or not?
It's not absorbed. No. It is not absorbed, according to the Maskan of the Gemara. So that's what Tosis jumps in here. He says, according to the question of the clouds, of the water being absorbed in the clouds, running into a problem of nolad, why couldn't the Gemara simply answer and say that that's Rabbi Shimon? Right? So that's what he says. No, nolad kai gavna the davar chadash lo bali olam kol ikar moda Rabbi Shimon v'chein be'efer kirash who's like biyom tov near the moda Rabbi Shimon dosel chasos bo elam kin roy litzlos bo beta. So over here now we have a new category of nolad that everybody, even Rabbi Shimon, would be moda to. And Tosus gives a striking comparison. Right, he says this would be a real nolad. Why? Because it was not ba'olam kol ikar, just like ashes that comes from burnt wood, Okay. So that's what we have to define. That's what we have to define in nolad. But before we define that, let's take up a side question. It seems to me the Gemara is defining a cloud. The Gemara is defining the phenomenon of clouds and the rain cycle. And this is all within the Havamina, so we have to get this position down. The question of Tosfos about Rabbi Shimon is in the Havamina clouds. Right? So what is the question about the clouds? What's the question of the clouds? Now take a look at Tosfos in the beginning. Tosfos is bothered with another case. What's the case? Juice, right? Why don't you say that juice is also a nolad? Because it was totally absorbed into the fruit. If you're going to say that the water should be nolad because it's absorbed into a cloud, so why is that different than juice, which is absorbed in the fruit? Right? And certainly Rabbi Shimon does not hold that juice is a nolad. Doesn't seem anybody holds that way. We only say it's a gzeir shem yischot, but not a nolad. That's what he sounds like saying, yeah.
What's the Xera?
that you're going to squeeze it. If you can, it dripped. Let's say it dripped by itself.
So you're not allowed to squeeze a fruit for its juice.
Right.
What's the gzeira shayisko? You're not allowed to do what?
Not allowed to take juice that dripped by itself.
Oh, juice that dripped by itself.
Right. So Gotos gives a funny answer. He says, what? He says, no, the water in the clouds are more absorbed, and they're not nicker. In the same way that the juice is nicker in the pri. And then he gives a savings clause, a catch-all in the end. It wouldn't matter anyway. But Alpisvar, he holds, is there's a difference between the juice in the fruit and the water in the clouds. And the water in the clouds. So what are we talking about? What's the question? What's the, what does he mean, whether it's, Right, no, so why does he give the intermediary answer if the second answer will work for sure? Because he's trying to show you what the concept of Mivla Boli is. And it has to do, and being nicker would undo it. So what does he mean that the fruit, that the juice in the fruit is nicker? And what does it mean that it's more nicker than the rain in the clouds? And what is nicker accomplishing for us? I mean, what is the does nicker? What's the difference if something is nicker or not? What's the real question here? You know what I mean? Nicker is just an indication of something. Nicker means that what? Nicker means what? Yeah.
All these things are like.
Let's use what we know to help us here a little bit. No, it's if the water in the clouds is Mivla Boli, then that is a greater Nola than anything we've seen before. Right? So what would it mean, the transformation from the cloud? What would it mean going from, like we said before, you have to think in terms of what you're starting with and what you're ending up with. So up till now we've had two cases, right? We had a case where you really started with the same substance and it just was reconfigured in a way that lost its identity and became a new identity. That was the Shivrei Kalim. And that's definitely not Nola. And then we had the case of a product. And that we said could very well be a Nola according to Rebbe Shimon, but it might not be a Nola according to Rebbe Shimon. So how is this greater? And we said, because the product is a greater break between what you started with and what you ended up with. So this is even a greater break between what you're starting with and what you're ending up with. And Tos says it's similar to ashes. Yeah, so can we define this last relationship? Well, Tosus says it was not ba'olam klal. I mean, that's also what he calls it. He says it's not ba'olam at all. In Beitz, he says it's not ba'olam klal. Over here he says lo ba'li olam kol ikar. So what does it mean lo ba'li olam kol ikar?
Because
it's a product. In other words, in terms of the new substance, in terms of having a new substance, that's how the Beitza and the cloud in the Havamin of Mivla Boli are different from the Shivrei Kalim. Now, the Gemara is, according to Tosos, it's clear to us that there's no substantial change when the Kli breaks, right? That's clear to us. And we accept that when the chicken lays the egg, we consider the egg a new substance that was not here before. We consider it a new, completely new dover that was not here before. Right? Now the question is, what about the cloud? So that is exactly the question in the Gemara. How do you view the cloud going from water in the ocean to cloud form back to water? What is occurring? What is occurring in those steps? What is occurring? So there are two possibilities. Either you say that it's Mivla Boli, right? Or it's Naidi. Or it's Meinad Naidi. Maya Ba'ovim Meinad Naidi. So what's the difference between those two? What's the difference between those two?
I thought Meinad Naidi was like a different. It's either bala or not. And then once you say it's not, then there's a new thing of is it naya or not. I got that.
But you have to say it's not bola, I would say it's night. Okay, I'm gonna learn a little differently. So the question is like this. The Gemara wants to know that when the water turns to cloud and back to water, do you say that it's considered that the cloud and the water are considered two different substances, right? And one is converted, one gets converted into the other and converted back, right? Like ashes, like wood to ashes. When the water goes up, it turns into a cloud. And when something occurs, the cloud turns back into a water. But it's a conversion to two totally different things. We don't consider the water contained within the cloud. There's no water contained within the cloud. You look at a cloud, all you see is the fluff. You don't see mayim. You don't see mayim. You don't say it's mayim trapped in this substance of cloud. The cloud is the mayim the cloud is what the mayim turned into. The cloud is what the mayim became. Right? That's what Tosfos says. That's why it's different than a fruit. When you look at a fruit, you can tell there's pulp, there's flesh, and there's juice. You can tell that there's little. You can tell that there's the difference between the substance and the water and the juice trapped between the substance. It's nicker that it's not a form. It's not that the fruit is turning into a new thing of mayim, of juice. It's nicker that there are always two components. It's just that they're trapping. One is trapping the other until you release it with the shechita. But that's not nicker that way in the clouds. Clouds, you don't say. It's two substances. So when it rains, the whole thing is gone, right? So it seems like a totally different substance of cloud. So if that were the case, the Gemara is saying, then in Achanami, you'd have a nolad problem. You'd have a nolad problem. Why? Because it's a new substance that never existed before. It's a new substance that wasn't present, let's say, when Shabbos started. It's a new substance. And it's even worse than the chicken and the egg. Why? Because at least the chicken existed before. And the egg is caused by the chicken. So in some sense, you have to think about it a little further, you can say the chicken, if the cause of an object is here, then we can say in some sense it exists as well. So why don't I say that the water is caused by the cloud and the cause is here? It's not.
It's not there anymore.
Because it's not there anymore. To say that it's caused means to say that you have two objects. When the chicken lays an egg, it doesn't lose any of its chicken. There's no chicken that's being... it's not a conversion of chicken to egg. It exists the same way before and after. And it's a totally different entity that's completely apart from the chicken itself. But when wood turns into ashes, you don't say the wood is producing ash. You say the destruction of the wood through fire turns into ash. What's left when the wood is consumed is the ash. When a cloud dissipates, it turns back to water. But every drop of water was a cloud before. There's no cloud that's producing water. You understand? The chicken is the same, and the egg is completely differentiated from it. And you can view them completely as one. One is the full cause of the other. But you can't call the wood the cause of the ash in the same way. Because the wood never exists to see its product. It doesn't. It's just a conversion. It's a conversion of substances. This substance can turn into another substance under conditions. You understand? So the only time you would say that the thing is considered here somewhat, this is the intermediary stage, and apparently the Maskana of the Gemara, that Rabbi Shimon would agree the egg is not a complete nolad because its cause at least was present. But you don't say that the water, you don't say the cloud is the cause of water. Harris zeh is binyan shel zeh. They're at odds. They're actually at odds. They're opposites. They're at odds. One gives way to the other. When the, insofar as the chicken, the presence of the chicken could exist long after the egg is laid. They exist together. But you'll never have that phenomenon by the wood and the ash. Think about it. Let's think about it. It's an interesting point. Can't call it a cause in the same way. You can't call it a cause. You can only say that when this is removed, another thing takes its place. But you don't say then, though, as if the removal of one is what brings in the other, then you can't say the presence of one is the presence of the other. Because on the contrary, it's the removal of this one that's the presence of the other. But having an egg, having a chicken every day will lay an egg. It's a constant, it's a source. It's an ikker. It's a source. It's an ikker. That's why obviously it's not, that's why you use the term over here. Lo boli olam kol ikker. Even its ikker is not ba'olam. It's a totally extraneous thing that's going to turn this cloud into water. Something totally extraneous is going to turn this wood into fire. You don't say contained within the wood is the product of ash. That's not the product of... that's like we were saying yesterday by Muktzah. You don't say that you light the candle on Erev Shabbos in order to produce ash and a dirty kli in the end. That's not... you don't consider the product. So one second. So that's the Gemara, but now the Gemara has a theoretical question about the meteorological phenomenon of a cloud. Okay? And you can say I'm pushing it a little bit into the words, but that's the question. Do you say that a cloud is... In terms of observation, it's a completely different substance. And it's an interchange between water and the cloud. So then you'd have to say every time the cloud forms is a new thing, and every time the water comes back, it's a new thing. It would be if somehow we could do something back to the ash and turn it into wood. Right? Or do you say no? That what is a cloud?
Water.
It's moving water. That's all it is. It's water in the state of motion through the sky. You understand? Do you say that a cloud, that we treat a cloud because it's nicker as a new phenomenon? Or do we say no, it's just another form, it's just the form of water as it's Maynad 90 through the sky? And anything and mayim that's Maynad 90 is not Kona Nishvisa. Now is the water in the cloud, is the cloud Mayim, like a river in the sky. That's how a river looks in the sky. Or do you say it's a different substance. It's a different substance. So that's going to be the question in Erev Gemara. If you say it's a different substance, then you get stuck with Nolad. If you say Maya be'ovim meinad naidi. Now I'm learning it a little bit unconventionally. I'm not saying it means the water in the clouds is moving. Because that's two steps already the Gemara is making. First the Gemara says Mivla Boli. Right? Then it should say two things. No, it's not Mivla Boli and it's moving. Who knows it's moving? Who says it's moving? Who says it's moving in the clouds, shaking around? But it means to say Maya be'ovim meinad naidi. Maya moves through the clouds. That's how Maya moves. That's how, like a river, like the next Gemara. Naharos and Moshe, Maya Novim. They are water in motion.
In what sense are they moving?
Do you ever see a cloud? So it moves through the sky. It moves through the sky.
That's not in the same sense as your definition of it as water.
No, it's just saying, it's saying that is what a cloud is. A cloud is when water goes, it's part of the water cycle. It's when water travels from the ocean to the land, it goes through a cloud. It goes through, that's how it travels.
What I'm saying is you don't need the motion of the cloud to define a cloud like that.
I do.
So if clouds weren't moving, then there would definitely be Bala Bali?
If clouds were not part of a water cycle, that we then you'd have a problem.
So you're saying that the Nayad is the water cycle.
Yes.
Not that the clouds are what you mean.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean the traveling, the going from right from the ocean to the land. It's a path in the sky. It's a cloud. It's a cloud. That's clouds.
It's part of the water's movement.
It's part of the water's movement. It's nothing more than water moving through the sky. You can't call it another thing. As opposed to ash and wood are substantially different.
So wasn't even going to apply as 990 to the ocean?
That's because it's saying it actually is moving. That's different. That's actually moving. That's like a... Does Rashi explain that one? Kaven the Naidi. Doesn't explain it yet.
What would Rabbi Yehuda say about this cloud? Do you hold its mother?
Yeah, everybody holds its mother.
Well, okay, so why is this different than like the Shiver to Kaven, something like that? What are you saying?
Because it's the same exact...
it's still a change of form, or, I mean, at least like...
What I'm saying. It's Mayim. It's just Mayim. It's just Mayim.
Isn't it in a different form, though, when it's in the cloud?
Does it? No. It's not really in a different form. It's like in a different state. We're gonna get into the water and ice problems, I see. Water and ice problems. But...
it's kind of a very factual Hagmina Maskana, or are you saying...
No, it's a theoretical question. How do we view... We know that the clouds are part of the water cycle. We know that they're completely different from water. How do we define it? Do we define it independently, each step independently, and say, well, the cloud is now a new thing?
So in terms of what is it a new thing?
In terms of the way water looks, in terms of the way water is. You would not say, you can't say that the cloud is drops of water trapped in something like juice in the fruit.
So like you were saying, in terms of observable.
That's right.
Phenomenon.
Observable phenomenon, if we have to define it by the observable phenomenon, we have to say it's cotton candy in the sky. It's different, something different.
Or the other right? Side is saying you're defining it by what?
The other side is saying you're defining it by its cycle. You're saying you don't call it another thing if it's part of a cycle that, of the motion of the water itself. And when water moves in this way, it changes its motion. That's it. The motion changes how it looks. It's just the motion changing how it looks. It's the traveling through the sky that changes how it looks, but it's mayim. It's like ice. The problem with ice is whether they call it, the problem with ice that they get involved in is whether ice is a mashke or an ochel, whatever it is. But that's what I think he's saying over here.
Is ice a problem with Nola?
Ice could be a problem with Nola, yeah. Could be.
So ice would be worse than the cloud?
Ice would be worse than the cloud, yeah.
In the end, the rainwater's not a problem with Nola, though, right?
Right. But in terms of the Nolad Svara, we're saying that there are three levels now. All right, so let's see if we can refine these three levels, right? In other words, where the substance existed before with a particularized shame, and now it doesn't have that shame. That's Shiver Kalim. Where the substance didn't exist at all, but its cause exists, right? Those two cases, the first one is definitely not Nolad, and the second one is a question. But if the substance didn't exist at all, only the precursor to the substance existed, that's nothing. That's like, if I had, I would have. That's just like saying, if I had this, I'd have that. Big deal. There's nothing contained within the ash is not contained within the wood as a cause and an effect. But I can sense that idea is having a little tough time playing out of here. So let's think it through. Think through the difference between the cause and the effect relationship. The cause in terms of the chicken and the egg, and saying that the ash, that the wood is the cause of the ash. Think that through a little more.